Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine d'Est. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is The Wake by Vicky Pattis, published by Bloodhound Books in 2020. Today's book is all about families, secrets, and the impact of one man. Richard Asquith is dead, and his families, yes plural, are gathering to say farewell. There's Fiona and his two sons, his soon-to-be daughter-in-law and his grandson, his estranged daughter Skye from his first marriage, who has come to Cornwall from France, and then there's his mistress, as well as a myriad of business colleagues and well-wishers. Richard was a cruel, selfish and controlling man. He left Skye's mother for Fiona after Skye's sister disappeared on a beach when she was six. Skye still blames Richard for that fateful day. He bullied his sons, particularly the sensitive Toby, while his older son Felix has grown into an arrogant mirror image of his father. And then there is his daughter-in-law. There's a secret behind their relationship which finds her bound to the family, whether she likes it or not. And then there is his current mistress, the woman he was planning to leave Fiona for, until he died in a car crash. Leaving behind a trail of fear, broken hearts and unanswered questions, the women of Richard's life clash to find out the truth. What happened to Skye's sister that day? What was his connection to his daughter-in-law? And was he ever planning to leave his wife for his mistress? And who was the person his mistress saw running away from the crash site on the night he died? The Wake is a psychological thriller about a fractured family and how much damage one man can wreak on everyone close to him. The story is told from the perspectives of Skye, the estranged daughter, the daughter-in-law, his mistress, and James, the funeral celebrant, not directly part of the family, but another person whose life Richard has ruined. The secrets and scandals over the years unfold and build to a crescendo where the jaw-dropping truth is revealed, and then there's the final twist. For a short, tight, fast-paced book, the characters are extremely well-defined and leap off the page. Skye is bold and headstrong, determined to finally find out the truth, but her life's been tarnished by her inattentive father that day on the beach. The daughter-in-law has a traumatic past and finds herself beholden to the family, but who must find her own strength to protect her son. And the mistress, who seems to be the only person truly grieving for Richard, until her rose-coloured glasses are shattered as she learns more about him and what he did to her and the others. At times I wanted to shake some sense into all these women. How could one man cause such heartache and ruin so many lives? And worst of it, get away with it. But all is not what it seems, and by the end I was satisfied and cheering. So if you like messy families, complications, dark secrets, fights at wakes, and women finding their strength, I recommend The Wake by Vicky Pattis. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.